Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Trial has been delayed another 4 months for a Northeast Iowa man accused of strangling a female victim to unconsciousness. Waverly police arrested 50-year-old Brian Strike of Waverly in April 2025 on charges of attempted murder, a Class B felony, and willful injury causing serious injury, a Class C felony. According to criminal complaints, the victim told officers she made dinner for her and Strike, but when they sat down to eat, he got up abruptly and said, "It's time to kill you now." Strike then allegedly dragged the woman to her room and strangled her until she became unconscious. When the victim woke up, she shut and locked the door, but Strike kicked in the door, strangled her again, and then left the home. WPD says Strike later admitted there was a tussle in his home and after his arrest allegedly stated, "I really tried to kill her. That's what I tried to do." Strike has since pleaded not guilty and his trial has now been continued from January 6th through May 18th in Bremer County District Court. The defense's motion for a continuance, uncontested by the state, noted that the parties are amidst negotiations. Court records show Strike was accused of strangling another woman in August 2022 and pleaded guilty to domestic abuse assault causing serious injury, with a charge of assault impeding air blood flow dismissed. In that case, he was sentenced to 365 days in jail, with all but 4 days suspended. A trial date has been set for a Southeast Iowa 18-year-old who was arrested in Northeast Iowa, accused of stealing a pickup. On December 9th, Waverly police received information of a possible stolen vehicle at the Waverly Shell Rock High School parking lot. Officers located the vehicle and confirmed the Chevy Silverado was entered as stolen from the Carroll Police Department 4 days earlier. According to the criminal complaint, officers observed a male subject, later identified as Tyson Jackson of Auburn, Iowa, remove a set of keys from his pocket and press a fob, causing the lights of the stolen vehicle to flash. When he saw a Waverly police officer, Jackson ran, but was apprehended after a short foot pursuit and search. Jackson is charged with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. After formally entering a not guilty plea last week, his trial was scheduled for February 17th in Bremer County District Court. That's not the only upcoming court case related to Jackson. Court documents show he was assaulted by another inmate at the Bremer County Jail on December 18th. The criminal complaint indicates 31-year-old Austin Curtis of Cedar Rapids, who is being housed as a federal inmate, accused Jackson of stealing some of his nicotine pouches. Jackson denied the accusations, but Curtis allegedly punched and kicked Jackson, then threw Jackson into a wall where he struck his head. Curtis also is accused of threatening Jackson with another assault if Jackson were to report the incident. Curtis is scheduled for arraignment next Friday on a charge of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. An arraignment date has been set for a man facing a drunk driving charge after he allegedly drove his car into a North Iowa school. Hampton police arrested 64-year-old Kirk Gunderson of Hampton for OWI after he was accused of crashing his vehicle through the front of the Hampton-Dumont High School about 9 p.m. on the night of December 27th. He was also cited for numerous traffic violations. In a social media post from Hampton-Dumont Cal Superintendent Tim Felderman following the incident, he said the car went through the front entrance and cafeteria before hitting the lunch line door. No students or staff were harmed in the crash. According to criminal complaints filed by Hampton police, Gunderson said he wasn't sure if he was having medical issues, then claimed his brakes did not work. Gunderson also allegedly admitted to having several hard liquor drinks and beer starting at around 4 p.m. that day up until the approximate time of the wreck about 5 hours later. He also stated he had been sick and had taken NyQuil. Court documents say Gunderson's blood alcohol content level allegedly measured 0.163%, more than twice the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. On Thursday, Gunderson's arraignment date was set for February 9th in Franklin County District Court, at which time he can enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. The Reverend Yehiel Curry, presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, will offer keynote remarks at Luther College's 2026 Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Supported by the Williams Endowment Fund, the day begins with Curry's address, Courage for the Common Good, at 10:30 Monday morning in the Center for Faith and Life Main Hall. Following an optional community lunch at noon for attendees, two sessions are planned for the afternoon at 1:15, including a youth discussion with Curry and a panel discussion with regional ELCA bishops for all others. The event is open to the public, and admission to the morning program and afternoon breakout sessions are free. Lunch tickets for adults are $10, but free for youth who are registered for the youth session. Curry says, "Dr. King taught us that true courage is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to act despite it. Faith gives us the courage to confront injustice, to stand with the vulnerable, and work for the common good." To reserve seats for the day, go to the Luther College ticket office at tickets.luther.edu. Award-winning, up-and-coming country singer Haley James will perform tonight at the Charles Theater in Charles City. James, a native of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, is a five-time Midwest Country Music Organization Award winner, including 2023 and 2022 Female Vocalist and Songwriter of the Year. In 2024, James was named Vocalist of the Year, Modern Country Female, at the Josie Music Awards held at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville.
So I definitely do more of the modern country. I, you know, put in some 90s country as well. I do love a good 90s country female country song. But I also have had a little bit of a journey down, experimenting with a little bit of the rock, a little bit of the edge in country music as well. So I really, really found my sound, especially with the last two singles I released in 2025, Wished I Would Have Known Yet and Good Until It Wasn't. So those are definitely more of the pop country with a little bit of a twist of electric guitars that make it feel really like a little bit of a rock influence.
Doors at the Charles Theater open at 7 o'clock tonight with showtime at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 and available at the door or online. A link is available at the Charles Theater on Facebook and with this story on our station website. Charles City's own The Love Radishes will perform live on KTTC-TV this weekend during the 72nd annual 5th District Eagles Cancer Telethon at the Mayo Civic Center in Rochester.
Everybody has been touched by somebody that's been going through cancer, has beat cancer, has lost the fight to cancer. So that's kind of why we do that every year, because affected me personally, because I lost my dad to cancer and a few other close friends. And it's just something that everybody goes through with cancer being on the rise and everything.
That's the band's Jerry Lee Funk, who says they'll take the stage between midnight and 12:30 a.m. Sunday morning and play 30 to 40 minutes. The Eagles Telethon starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night and wraps up at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Funds raised go to the Mayo Clinic Cancer Center, the Hormel Institute at the University of Minnesota, and the Masonic Cancer Center at the University of Minnesota. ECT Executive Director Brett Carlson says last year's telethon raised over $1 million. National Weather Service in Des Moines with a winter weather advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for portions of north-central Iowa. Counties in the advisory area include Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Wright, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Hardin, Grundy, and Blackhawk. Be prepared for rapidly changing driving conditions from normal to near whiteout conditions. The following schools are dismissing classes early today due to the weather. West Fork will dismiss classes at 1:20 this afternoon, no evening activities. Rudd Rockford Marble Rock dismissing at 1:30 this afternoon, no activities for students. The cheer camp will be rescheduled at a later date. Weather also causing FMC Landfill to close early this afternoon at 12:30. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's a Nashville Plainfield girls-boys basketball doubleheader at Northwood Kensett. Girls game first at 6:15, the boys to follow. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.